52 degrees and rainy and overcast and cold. It really is a damn winter here in Los Angeles in the tri-state area. And let me tell you something, as much as I love living here, I'm not loving this weather. And I am an East Coaster. I've lived there for the first 23 years of my life. And I thought when I moved to LA, I was like, okay, bye, cold weather. But joke's on me, I guess, because it is so damn cold here. And usually I'm able to cope with the, you know, climate change of the season because, you know, it's only 2-3 months of the year. But I just came back from Florida where it was literally blistering hot, sunny every single day, gorgeous. And I'm going back on Wednesday, but the fact that I'm here, I have to come back for some stuff. And it's so damn cold, I can't even handle it right now. I'm literally wearing boots, thermal socks, a vest, a sweater shirt, and pants, and I'm still shivering. And I had to put a little onesie on my dog because it was so cold and he just got groomed. Not shaved down, but he got a haircut and he shivers at night. And I was like, what the hell? But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Good morning, everybody. Aside from that, happy Tuesday. It is I, Andrew Dimitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture, here to deliver 5 really good stories for you guys today. 5 actual really good stories, 3 of which have to do with the Kardashian-Jenner fam, and 2 have to do, are sort of a rando story, but actually rando stories, but really interesting ones, and especially the last story of the day. It's kind of like, that's kind of out of left field, but in retrospect, when you think about child stars and sort of the problematic, some problematic situations that they get themselves into, not all child stars are, you know, go off the rails, i.e. Zendaya, SJP was a child star, and look at her, she's more successful than ever, by the way. I am literally loving all the news and the hoopla surrounding the And Just Like That Peloton scandal. There's like literally so much going on about it. And the Peloton ad that came out that I talked about in yesterday's episode was literally shot over the weekend because Ryan Reynolds posted about it. It was literally like done after the show came out last week on Thursday. So it's pretty crazy. And I hope there's going to be more like scandalous moments and jaw-dropping moments in the episode 3 this Thursday, so very excited. Also really exciting because Spider-Man No Way Home, the world premiere is tonight in LA, so I'm really looking forward to, you know, the pictures that are going to come out of our Queen Zendaya on the red carpet. Literally, she's going to look iconic because she is our MJ. And, you know, the reviews and whatnot, so that's going to be great. But I have 5 really good stories for you guys today, so let's just jump into it because there's a lot to chat about. So the first story of the day comes from TMZ. Actually, our first 3 stories come from TMZ. Kim Kardashian, marital counseling is futile. I want out. So Kanye is making his pleas for Kim to come back to him and his concerts. And Kim is like, no, sis, I'm done. Which, this is literally why she is the queen of the world. Kim Kardashian made it clear in new legal docs, there is no way to fix her marriage to Kanye. TMZ broke the story. Kim filed docs last Friday to restore her marital status to single, leaving property settlement and custody issues for another day in the future. TMZ just got supporting docs from Kim filed in her declaration. She says, quote, no counseling or reconciliation effort will be made of any value at this time, meaning she's done. Kim also says, quote, irreconcilable differences have existed and continue to exist between Kanye and me, which have caused our own marriage to inevitably break down. I'm assuming that means that each party may be dating someone else or, you know, Kanye's on one, or who knows what that actually means, but that's, you know, sort of what people are saying, because that's sort of been what is in the public. Kim then goes on to say she wanted to end the marriage for a while, but Kanye wasn't having it. She says, quote, I've been attempting to settle our dissolution with Kanye since I filed for divorce in Feb 2021, almost a year now. She adds, quote, I've requested several times that Kanye agree to bifurcate and terminate our marital status. He has not responded to my request. And then she says this, quote, Kanye and I both deserve the opportunity to build new lives. Therefore, I'm asking that my request to bifurcate and terminate her marital status be granted. I mean, I really hope that the judge grants her wish because that really isn't fair. This tracks with what what TMZ is reporting. Kanye has been making a full court pass to reconcile with Kim, even singing it to 70,000 fans at the LA Memorial Coliseum last week. And Kim was there with the kids. She's been super supportive of Kanye, especially as the parent to their 4 children. But she's clearly done with the marriage. The two have really demonstrated that they can co-parent without the issue. Excuse me. Without issue, coordinating the kids and their schedules to work together. Kanye's still got a Christmas stocking hanging in the house, too. The judge has yet to rule on Kim's request, though it's almost certain it will be granted. Well, that's good to mean that it'll be granted. That's what it should be, because no party should ever be trapped in a marriage, especially, you know, such a public one. And, you know, we may or may not find out what's really going on per the Hulu doc, the Hulu series that's coming out in 2022. Hopefully, crossing fingers. gosh, so much is going on with the Kardashians since they've been off the air. Like, imagine if Keeping Up ended and all this was going on and there was no show coming back. He'd be like, what the hell? But, I get it, you know. Kanye's public, like, pleas for her, it's kind of sad. And I'm not being mean. I'm not being rude in any way. It's just, it's sad, you know. It's like, just move on, Kanye, and let Kim, you know, live her best life. But anyways, this brings us to our second story of the day. Also from TMZ, if we can pull it up here. This is actually the first news that I read this morning when I woke up, which is really, really exciting. Breaking news, Kim Kardashian passes baby bar exam, one step closer to becoming the next Elle Woods, an attorney. Kim Kardashian has passed the baby bar exam after 2 years of attempts, moving her one step closer to becoming a real deal attorney. And then maybe if she passes the real bar, she can, like, get herself out of this marriage. How funny would that be? Although I don't know if that's kind of law she's gunning to be a part of. Kim certainly didn't hold back her excitement when she made the announcement Monday, saying, OMFGGGG, I passed the baby bar exam in all caps. Kim had previously failed the exam 3 times, but had COVID during one of those attempts. She joked on the third try with a 104 fever, but I'm not making any excuses. And there's a fabulous photo of her in a bikini with a Chanel scarf over her head. Studying law! Like, what a queen. The baby bar is the first of 2 exams needed to be taken to become an attorney in the state of California. Kim mentioned, quote, I was told by top lawyers that this one was a close to impossible journey and harder than the traditional law school route, but is my only option, and it feels so, so, so good to be here and on my way to achieve my goals. She also thanked Van Jones and all those who helped her. This is so amazing. Congratulations to Kimberly Noelle Kardashian. Doesn't surprise me that she passed it. She is so successful. She's so smart, and she can do anything. Anyone can do anything they set their mind to, especially Kim. She's so successful, and this tracks for, you know, how, or what she wants to do with her life. And I think it's a great move. And I imagine, she's doing so much good now with regards to prison reform, but imagine her when she actually is a lawyer and has, like, the power to do more. Get you a girl who can do literally everything in the world. Be a CEO of Skims, a makeup mogul, a reality star, a beauty icon, an Armenian icon, a lawyer. She has that song Jam, a music. She's a recording artist. She's an actress. Like, I love it. And she's a Met Gala darling. She's like Katniss Everdeen of the real world, you know, Capital darling. You guys got another reference. You know how Jennifer Lawrence is Katniss Everdeen and she's the darling of the Capital. Oh, Kimberly, this is so great. I can't wait to see this moment on Hulu whenever that show comes out. Okay, third story of the day. And the final Kardashian-Jenner story is also from TMZ. Caitlyn Jenner, Beverly Hills Hotel denied me service over ripped jeans. So screw them. I mean, never ever would I ever think the Beverly Hills Hotel would, you know, not serve a Kardashian-Jenner, like, legit royalty, but I guess I did. For those of you who don't know, the Beverly Hills Hotel's on Sunset Boulevard here in LA. It's a very prestigious place, and you know, one of those places that you have to, like, adhere to the rules and regs to go in. There's no paparazzi allowed there, so it's a pretty safe place for stars. Caitlyn Jenner got denied service at the Beverly Hills Hotel because of her ripped jeans, and she just ripped the hotel a new one over the diss. Caitlyn went on the attack Monday, writing, quote, F your horrible service for not letting me have lunch with this tiny rip of my jeans. Shame on you. Disgusting. I've been a patron for decades. No longer. Oh, so dramatic, Caitlyn. I love it. It seems she tried to eat at the Fane Polo Lounge, which is sort of a combo now of old school, as in dress codes, and new school. The Polo Lounge was kind of a dour joint for a long time, until the last few years when it experienced a resurgence with Young Hollywood. It's actually become a hotspot for both lunch and dinner. A source close to Caitlyn tells TMZ that she was really caught off guard, especially because she was dressed in full hair and makeup. Caitlyn's jeans were more distressed denim than ripped jeans, making it that much more surprising to her. What's more, TMZ's source says staffers weren't enforcing the no photos policy as Caitlyn took with many fans, yet they decided to enforce a dress code against her. I mean, she could have just, like, gone and, like, had one of her assistants buy her a dress down the street at Rodeo Drive, because it literally is down the street. Like, I mean, some people are, like, principled and wouldn't do that, but I would. Caitlyn's got millions and millions of dollars, so just go buy a dress from, like, Saint Laurent or something, girl. You'd be fine. Caitlyn for sure has been going there for years, but it looked like that ship has now sailed. She tagged the hotel's parent company, the Dorchester Collection, to express her displeasure. There have been issues with the Dorchester hotels in the past, with LGBTQ+ organizations calling for a boycott. TMZ's Caitlyn's source wonders if those previous problems might really be true. A rep of the Polo Lounge tells TMZ, quote, please see our dress code policy, which is stated on our website and provided to every guest when they make a reservation with us. The dress code says, quote, at the Polo Lounge, we encourage you to dress for the occasion, so we ask that you refrain from wearing casual hats, ripped denim, crop tops, nightwear, swimwear, and men's sleeveless shirts. Interesting, it says we encourage, so it doesn't say it's a mandatory dress code. Yeah, I mean, I totally get that, but I mean, you should follow the rules. I mean, if Caitlin has to follow the rules, if everybody has to follow the rules, then everybody will follow the rules. I think, you know, it's what keeps these places, it's what keeps the prestige of these type of places, which I totally get, but like, Caitlin, just go in on the dress. Like, what are you doing, girl? Rolls eyes. Anyways, that's that on that. This brings us to our fourth story of the day. Page six is reporting that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills partially pauses production due to positive COVID tests. Oh no, the girls. I'm sure every one of the girls is vaccinated, but you know, with the variants and whatnot, you can still get it. So, but the vaccination really helps, so everybody get vaccinated. Production for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has partially halted after several members of the cast tested positive for COVID-19. Page Six can confirm. Lisa Rinna, Garcelle Bouvez, and Erica Jane are among the series stars who have tested positive. Filming for season 12 had been well underway before the pause took effect this month. Page Six can exclusively reveal that Rinna, 58, was the first to test positive after the cast, also including Bouvez, 54, Jane, 50, Richards and Dory Kemsley, Sutton Strack, and Crystal Minkoff walked the carpet together at E's People's Choice Awards on December 7th. After Rinna's diagnosis was shared with the group, Bouvez and Jane learned that they, too, had contracted the virus. While the three women isolate and recover, Bravo was still open to individually documenting the remaining COVID-free cast members, including Richards, Kyle, Kemsley, Strack, and Crystal, as they prepare and celebrate for the holidays. There will be a concentrated effort among producers, though, not to orchestrate group scenes before everyone in the cast tests negative and is clear to resume a normal filming schedule until then. The plan is that each healthy housewife will film their own. Yeah, I mean, I hope they're all okay. And, you know, it's never good to get sick, but I hope the girls, you know, have minor symptoms or no symptoms at all, and they recover speedy, because I love Beverly Hills and I can't wait to see next season, especially given the fact that everything is going on at this, like, crazy time. I just had my COVID test on Sunday. I like to get tested once every week or every 2 weeks. And I have to get my booster shot, probably. But I'm going to get my booster shot when I go see my family. Because, you know, some people do. Some people don't get, you know, a little bit of a reaction. After my second vaccine, I got the Pfizer vaccine. After my second shot, I was, like, I got really sick. I was, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, and, you know, weak, TMI. So I'm like, I want to get my booster shot when I'm like with my mom, because like, if I don't feel good, I'm like, mom, you don't feel good. But I'm like a wimp when it like comes to pain and stuff. I can't handle it. I don't know about you though. But anyways, that's that on that. But I hope the girls recover very quickly, because I love my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills girls. And that's what bring ourselves to our fifth and final story of the day. Also from Page Six. This, when I read this, I was just like, what the hell is going on in the world these days? Page Six is reporting that Home Alone star Devin Rattray, who played Kevin McAllister's older brother Buzz, accused of trying to strangle girlfriend. My. Devin Rattray and his girlfriend allegedly got into an argument that turned physical, according to TMZ. The outlet reports that the woman filed a police report one day after the alleged incident occurred last week, claiming the Home Alone actor, 44, punched her in the face, put his hand over her mouth, and tried to strangle her after a feud broke out. Oh my gosh. Law enforcement sources told TMZ that cops were called to a Hyatt hotel near Oklahoma City after the alleged domestic abuse, adding that the couple went their separate ways for the night once things calmed down. A redacted police report obtained by Page Six confirms an incident such as this took place on December 9th, and a spokesperson for the Oklahoma City Police Department told Page Six that no charges have been filed. However, due to privacy, the involved parties are not revealed in the aforementioned report. A rep for Rattray did not immediately return Page Six's request for comment, but told TMZ that although, quote, no, nothing physical happened, an argument broke out that led to the two breaking up that night. Rattray rose to fame in the early 90s as a child actor in the first two Home Alone films. He memorably played Buzz. Also, he was in, I just saw him in something. Oh my god, he's the brother, Devin Rattray. I gotta look him up, because I just saw him in something. I was like, oh my god, that was Buzz from Home Alone. Okay, hold on, let's see here. He's like in a movie, I'm pretty sure. Dennis the Menace! That's what he's in, Dennis the Menace. He's the boyfriend of the girl that is babysitting Dennis when the parents go out, and Mr. Wilson comes to ring the doorbell and they pour the powder and water on him. Mr. Wilson! I love that movie. By the way, that movie used to scare the hell out of me when I was a kid. The robber, who's like a very famous actor, he used to scare me so much, but I love the movie so much. Mrs. Wilson and Mr. Wilson, like the iconic neighbors, and you know, like, damn, this is like a madness. They like ruins our life. But this is a classic movie. But anyways, Devin Mattrey, that's like pretty crazy. You know, I would never expect that. I wonder what Macaulay Culkin thinks about all this. This is just insanity. It's insanity. But, you know, people go through stuff and couples have fights. But when you're in the public eye, your fights get reported about, which really sucks. But that is just the way the cookie crumbles. So have several seeds. Those are 5 stories of the day. I thought they were pretty good ones. There's a lot more to talk about, but you know, I'm kind of tired right now, and I'll talk about it another time because I'm like really busy and I actually have some stuff I gotta get done. So with that being said, thank you so much as always for tuning in. I'm Andrew Dimitri, the mistress of pop culture. You can stream my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Castbox Radio, iTunes, the podcast app on the iPhone, basically any podcast stream. By the way, I have something kind of snarky I want to say, but I'm going to rise above my wanting to be snarky and not say it. But it has to do with people who, you know what? I'm not even going to say it because it's too obvious if I address what I have to address. But I just have to say, just don't be thirsty in life. It really does read the wrong way. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Have a fabulous day, everybody. I'll be back on Wednesday with some fabulous stories. And in the words of our girl, Kristen Bell, XOXO, Gossip Girl.